You probably have seen it. It's right in the middle of the road.
The obelisk at Fulton and Blanco is part of an earlier bond program.
Public arts manager Jimmy LaFleur talking about the 28-foot four-sided obelisk in the middle of the traffic roundabout. This public art aspired to an additional, unusual function.
Bringing business back to that neighborhood and really making that a main street type of environment.
Creating a roundabout necessarily causes people to slow down. And putting art in the middle of that gives people an incentive to park and get out and look. This art is fascinating anytime, but most especially at night. The steel has been cut out in patterns that lights reveal from within.
There's a sentry plant that opens up and leads to the rest of the imagery that goes towards the top.
Angel Rodriguez-Diaz is the artist who created the obelisk in the Beacon Hill neighborhood. Further imagery shown on the obelisk are the two hilltops just this side of the town of Blanco.
You could see it at the horizon, two peaks, and they call them twin sisters.
These images and patterns from indigenous textiles and even a crescent moon carved into the pyramidal top all emerge when you go see the obelisk at night.
I live here in Beacon Hill, and I wanted to create something that people in the neighborhood feel proud about.
He's done that, and now he's creating another public art project in a different neighborhood. I'll tell you much more about that in a month or so when it's done. I've got visuals of the obelisk at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.